welcome to Shatterbox, the comedy podcast where we watch horror movies and drink vodka and then tell you about them.
Or other things we drink.
We just drink whatever we have.
And we also tell you about other things.
We tell you probably about too many things. Too many. But this week, we'll probably tell you about even more things.
Yeah, because I'm Kaylee Panda Face.
Kaylee Panda Face.
And she is Sam.
False eyelashes Sam today.
Ooh, false eyelashes Sam today.
I got what all, a name. I got all jazzed up to do grad pictures and then decided to do them later.
Yeah, so, ain't that the case.
So now I'm just fancy pants for getting drunk. Yeah. Although the only part of me that was fancy pants was the face part. It's everything else.
The rest gets covered in a cap and gown.
What do you need? Like,
nothing.
Nothing under here. Took my Fitbit off just in case there was like a holding flowers thing.
Oh, did they do that?
Yeah.
Oh.
They did last year. Or
when the year last before. Time we did it.
Oh,
May? That's true.
2015 was the last time I graduated.
I also need to get grad pictures. I need to look into it because I think I might have missed it.
There is another one in March.
Not necessarily for everyone.
It's just by like faculty. Show up.
It depends on when your faculty does pictures.
Just show up to mine.
That's true. Just have the wrong colors for my robes.
They have spelled different colors, only just black.
For masters, you get your overlay thing. Ooh. Or at least that's how they do it when you graduate for the ceremony.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
Mm.
Just show up and tell them you're getting a master's, and they'll be like, in arts? And you'll be like, sure.
I'll take one.
It's art.
Like? Sure. Put my name on a certificate and send it in the mail.
There's art in refrigerator repair.
Mm-hmm.
Your master's in
refrigerator. I do a lot of sketching of refrigeration.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry, I'm sick.
Sick as a duck.
I feel like we're always sick. We drink
so
too much.
Expression. Sick as a duck.
I tell you, I am sick as a duck today.
Woo! Quack, quack.
I know. I'm trying to figure out why sick as a dog is an expression.
I know. And I got the nothing. Same thing. Are dogs sick when they eat too much?
Oh, or I'm that always.
Or they eat the wrong thing. Like trash.
All we
that's
eat.
That's me too.
All we eat is trash.
Yeah.
We just eat small amounts of it. Okay.
As an aside for today, let's do a quick food breakdown because we're food obsessed. For breakfast, I had a hot dog. For lunch, I had apple pie. For supper, I had an A&W Buddy Burger and fries.
Hashtag spawn.
Hashtag A&W if you're listening to this. Buddy Burger me up for life.
I had
and cookies.
Oh, yeah, I had cookies for breakfast. But I also had, like, a fried egg on half a bagel.
Ooh.
And then for lunch, I had small, like, those mini wraps.
A 6-inch tortilla.
Yeah, I had two of those with grilled chicken and vegetables in it.
Hmm.
And then a Buddy Burger with fries.
One of us is more healthy today than the other.
It's just because I'm, like, I have to eat what we buy, or else there's nothing else to eat.
So do I.
Yeah, but your mom brings you delicious homemade food.
Yeah, thanks, Mom, but it's a bit much. I can't find the back of my freezer.
Where'd you get pie?
My mom made it.
Oh, obviously. I didn't know if you, like, went across the street and bought some, because you do that sometimes, too. No.
Never pie. Cinnamon buns.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's cinnamon buns.
So, what are we drinking today?
Oh, today, as our bartender, I crafted us a vodka beverage, to be sure.
Yep.
Mixed with a little sparkling Pesh, a little sparkling Joe Pesci, and some fruit drink. With a lot of water.
Yeah.
To calorie friendly.
Yeah. See, if you just add water to your drinks, it makes it more calorie friendly. And also this whiskey shot situation.
Which Sam bartendered was fruit drink. It looks hella cool, though.
It looks like... Ooh, it's like layered.
Yeah, because the fruit drink is settling on the bottom. And the whiskey drink is on top. It looks like it's on fire.
Yeah, it is really cool. It's
very cool.
Well, we could have Instagrammed this, but it's too late now. Yeah. I'm about to drink it.
Speaking of, check out our Instagram,
Facebook,
Twitter, and blog site.
Yeah. Everything is at Shutterbug, and then our website is shutter-bugs.com. Whoever out there, somewhere, who owns just shutterbugs.com, they'll buy it from you. That dash, though.
$3 to $4.
Oh, yeah. The budget. Like, max. But if you own it, let me know, because... Mm. I went to it, and it's just a blank page. You're not even using it, man. Come on.
Get a bottle top. This is our one-time offer.
But, you know, shutter-bugs.com.
This is the trick. The dash gives you time to think of what you're typing.
Yeah. You're like, what am I? Shutter what? All right, bugs.
No. Here's her shot. Going down. Oh, she did it.
Oh, it's not good.
Regret. Never drink a whiskey drink. Just by itself.
Not good. How about I drink? A chaser.
Ooh, she's chasing with water. The sass.
I chase with drink and then water.
Oh, yeah. Touché.
None of that's good.
None of it's been great.
What are we watching today? We are watching a classic.
From back in the day.
I mean, it's a classic to me.
2004. Yeah. Was the year. Guess the title. You're right. It's that.
I was going to be like, I'll give you a hint. Do you want to play a game? And then I saw it.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. It was written by James Wan and Lee Winnell, who are two friends fantastic Australians.
Perfect friends of hers.
Oh, yeah. Totes my goats. Back in the day. There was a website called House of Jigsaw. Lee and James were both on there, and you could, like, talk to them, and it was fun, except Lee Winnell was not as active as James Wan. And James Wan has gone on to direct so many fantastic things. He did the, like, most recent Fast and the Furious film, which I think was, like, a big thing for him, and a step outside of the horror genre.
Oh my god, Paul Walker?
I think this is just after that. But yeah, it's been very fun to, like, you know, start off with these movies, which is like their first movie out of film school to go in to see, like, where they've gone. And this movie's very near and dear to my heart. It's been a part of my life for over 10 years now. Yeah.
It's also near and dear to our friendship. It's one of the first I remember watching with you down in, like, the rec room. You were like, you haven't seen that? And I was like, no.
Girl, how do you say you like horror? You ain't never seen Saw.
We put it in. We saw one of them in theaters, too. Yeah. Must have been the third or
There's
fourth
like
one.
A billion. Okay, the thing about the Saw franchise is that, like, it got big. Out of control.
It got crazy.
It got out of control, and, like, I'm pretty, like, Lee and James wrote the first one and have their names attached to the following films. I'm not 100% sure exactly how involved they were, but you don't even have to see the whole franchise, the whole series, because the first film is so just perfect. It's so good. I'm really excited.
Yeah. The middle ones, I can't remember if it's by the third one where they bring it back around to the first, or if it's another later one.
The third one and the second one take place at the same time, or the fourth one and the third one take place at the same time. I don't know. The first one's really, really good. I really like the second one. Not so much a super fan beyond those.
Other than I like the one where it brings it back to the first.
Yeah, whatever that was. Whichever
one that is, let us know. Comments below.
Yeah, comments below what?
Go to our website. Comments below.
Anyways, I'm really excited. I haven't seen this movie in, God, probably a couple of years. But it's one of my all-time favorites. And if you're watching this, if you want to play a fun drinking game, you can put the commentary on and play the Saw 18-day drinking game, which is where you do a shot every time they say that the film was shot in 18 days. You will be drunk. I've done it. You will be drunk. The commentary on these films is fucking so funny. Especially the uncut. It's so funny. Like, we should just do that sometime, because it's just a laugh.
I just got so excited because I thought she made a drinking game for our podcast.
Oh, well, it turns out
not so much.
We can drink every time Adam says something that tries to sound like an American accent, but is clearly not.
Ooh.
That's fun, too. Then you'll be drunk then, too.
But I did think you meant if things we say in the podcast, and then people have to drink from it.
Ooh.
That's where you were going.
What's a good drinking game for our podcast? You can drink every time we go, at the same time.
Every time Sam screams.
Just uncontrollably.
But in the most acting way, but is real.
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. Like,
as an example.
I don't know what that is. But that's, I do that, and I don't know why.
Drink every time I say the word like. Because I say that
so much.
You might
die. To drink beer if you're doing that.
I'm trying to work on it. It's just my vernacular. It's
like so hard.
Ingrained into my valley girl.
Look, we are, you know, women who were youngsters in the early
2000s.
The late 90s, early 2000s. So you'll have to forgive some of our language use and some of our slang.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not up to date. You know, if I'm saying things like Brody, probably not.
Squiggity squiggity, I'm coming for that booty.
Even that's like old.
I know. Don't ever catch us saying YOLO, because that's not fresh.
Remember that tattoo place that was named after YOLO?
Yeah. Look at it now.
If you ever go to a tattoo or a piercing place and YOLO is on the sign,
check yourself.
Just don't go. Just don't go. Just be like, that's a place I'm not going to go.
I don't know. I would see what's happening inside.
I would just automatically be like, no. There's probably just douchebags.
I mean, I wouldn't, but maybe the owner's just a dickwad, but the rest of the people are chill.
If they name their place YOLO.
The look on her face was one of utter disgust and dismay at my answer.
Just no.
I would never even get a tattoo, so there's that.
Don't you have, like, 8 tattoos?
Wait,
how many tattoos do you have? 1, 2, 3, 4?
I'm trying to continually hide my identity.
0.
But you're just bringing me
40.
Out.
Let's go extreme in the other direction. You have 40 tattoos. What are you
my
talking about?
My whole body is
you have
a tattoo.
Sleeves, you've got neck and face tattoos.
I have 4 stars on my face. 1 for every man I've killed.
Oh, God. Why aren't there more?
Because they haven't found the bodies! Jesus Christ!
Oh, so that's when they find them. Okay, so you're not dead unless your body's found.
You're literally just blowing up my game on all fronts.
No, I like this. You're not dead unless your body's found. As far as anybody else knows.
You can only be charged if there's a body.
That's not true.
Well, I mean, for the most part, if they can't prove that you're dead.
They've tried people before for murders without there being a body.
But it hasn't gone terribly well.
I feel like people have been convicted on that. Not often. It's not like a common thing. But if you find like 8 pints of blood in a carpet that only belongs to one person, you can be reasonably sure they're dead.
Maybe they gave a blood donation and took the bag home.
8 pints. I don't think there's that much blood in the human body.
I think there's 10 pints, but you need 5 of them.
Let's Google. I don't know.
Google hashtag sponsor.
How many pints of blood?
We'll be just terribly wrong. There's like 20 pints. A pint's like a cup.
How many pints of blood in a human?
8 pints. Oh, so, yep. Wow. The whole body drained.
That's what I said.
Like, not a drop misplaced.
All of it. You have to be really fucking
accurate.
Yeah.
What's the word for draining blood? Exsanguination.
Sure.
Word of the day. Google it if you're
you
not
would
sure.
You would know.
Again. God damn it.
That's like the opposite of.
They don't need to know how to read a dictionary.
You do know that, like, the only people who are listening to this know who we are.
Yeah, but when we get super famous.
You're for. So
being more than 10 people listening to us, then that's when we'll...
Oh my god, can you imagine if 10 people listen to us? That'd be so many.
I know. I mean, I feel like at least 7 people should listen to us that we know.
Yeah. If we're counting us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Hi, guys.
Hey, future Sam and Kaylee. I think I said that in a podcast before, too.
Our Instagram is blowing up, though. More likes.
We like to film on what everyone calls Thirsty Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Or some people call Throwback Thursday. We're not as much into that.
We're thirsty.
We're really thirsty people.
Literally.
And we usually film on Thursday, which is nice. That's it's just nice. It's just nice.
Yeah.
It's a pre-weekend weekend.
Well, it's like a good day, and then it leaves you, like, Friday to just chill and be hungover, because...
Oh, next Friday I don't work.
Ooh.
In the evening. I open.
What's Friday?
The 3rd.
Ooh, the 3rd. Why did I say
that? Ooh.
Like, that's something.
I open my store.
Remember that guy at the restaurant today when we were like, does your coupon also include alcohol? And he's like, no. We're like, okay, we went to leave. And he's like, see you guys later, right?
And we're like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Never went back. We just went and bought like
two. We will go back. We were a little early for happy hour. We will go back, but we probably, doesn't matter about
we're
the coupon.
We're not going to go back with that coupon. No. We just went and bought almost 2 liters of vodka instead.
Yeah, but for a great price. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Daily Dad.
I'm not sure why you gave me back your Christmas present, but okay.
I'm doing engagement pictures on Saturday at like 3 o'clock, so I can be hungover for that, right? I have makeup.
Getting them professionally shot this time.
Professional engagement pictures. Hopefully there's less of that double chin thing going on. Don't let somebody that much shorter than you.
If they're not taller than you, they need to be on a ladder.
Yeah, they were nice pictures, though.
Yeah.
They were well done.
Colors were great.
Yeah. And just so much chin. That could also just be me.
The chin.
The chin thing.
Even I myself have the double chin on occasion.
Who doesn't, though? I think that's just what happens when you age. Is your neck skin.
Your jowls just sag. Your jowls, they just get really drooping.
Exactly. Okay, so we're watching
Saw.
There's a connection there somewhere. We're watching Saw. I apologize in advance if like 100% of the clips of us watching this are just me saying all the words. It's been a while. It's probably still how that's gonna go. But yeah, here we go.
I'm just drunk, so I don't remember anything.
I've watched this many a time, many a level of drunk. Ooh, notification.
Ooh.
I hope that they put up.
I got an email.
Ooh, is it junk mail?
Yup.
Let's guess. Who's it from?
One of them is school related.
Ooh.
But still junk.
Oh, like school newsletter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
One is true junk and one is schoolish.
Mm. Fun stuff.
Not a terrible email haul, but not great.
Yeah, it has been worse. I've been unsubscribing to all my junk.
Well, I tried to do that one time when they had the label, side note, above in on an iPhone in Gmail of unsubscribe, so I hit it. And then 2 seconds later, it came back with, you are not able to unsubscribe from this. I was like, but you said it at the top. You gave me the option.
Why? You scroll to the very bottom and it'll be like a tiny little link and you click it and you go through a bunch of shit.
I just can't be bothered.
Okay.
Why do I sign up for shit? No one will ever know.
Because they ask you for your email, and they ask in a way that makes it seem like you have to give them your email. They're just like, and your email?
Especially at retail.
Just be like,
checking out.
Just start saying no. Just end your email? No.
I don't have one.
I don't have an email.
As they hear the like ping ping email notification on my phone.
That's just text. You can change what sounds
it's
are made.
The sound that I like, okay?
Jeez. Yeah, just for saying no. No, you cannot have my email. I'm fucking sick of having to delete just bullshit. Unless it's something that I, like, really want to hold on to coupons for. So there's, like, that restaurant.
Yeah.
You can send me your emails. I don't need emails from, like, clothing stores that I never go to because I went there once a year ago. Like,
I'm just really bad at saying no to people.
Me too. But here's what we can say yes to.
Saw!
Here we go.
Clean the tub. Know what I mean?
Oh, this whole bathroom needs to be cleaned.
Ah!
Dead body!
Could you imagine turning the light on and just being like, well, that's a body.
What would you do? Would you cut your foot off?
I don't know, I would just die. That's suspicious, FYI.
That he's just like...
popping a weird squat.
Carol was popping a weird squat in the corner. You're like making the screen cover up the best shot in this whole movie, which is Leonardo's body.
Spoiler alert, he's not dead.
Darn, and that's the big twist, the reveal. That's like telling people that Bruce Willis was dead the whole time.
He was? Uh-oh. Ooh. All that work and there's no batteries in the cassette player?
Just immediately start cutting my foot off. I know how this goes.
I've seen this one before. So hard to sit.
Ooh. Oh my god.
The stocking makes me hot and bothered. This is just an escape room for real adults. What was the aim on that one, you dick?
Ooh, subtly tossed that into the bathtub. Yes! Oh, oh shit! Can you tell me what this is, Doctor?
I would die if that was strapped to my face.
Homemade paper mache fucking puppet!
That's a scalpel, bitch. Get it together. Oh, fudge.
Ugh. Yes. That was really in her face, huh? Billy the puppet on a tricycle!
Ooh. Oh, ooh.
Oh my god, the needle pit was horrifying.
He's so dirty. Like he uses lube.
Girls are just constantly wet. Flash. Shit. I've got the lampshade on my head.
What is that? What is that? What is that?
It's somebody hiding in the corner. What do you think it is?
Oh, that's creepy. Someone's always watching.
The nice thing about grapes?
They taste good.
They don't absorb the booze like other things.
Which is surprising because grapes are booze. Fuck me gently. Oh my god!
No! It's so creepy.
Damn Daniel.
Damn Daniel. My hair's gonna be curly from my like sweat. Whoa.
Wow. Double down.
That's the sounds of me drinking. I've enhanced this VHS.
Neat. For 2004, these computers are very passe. Ooh. Love a diorama. Oh my god, pig face.
I just remembered.
Oh no! You did.
What? Everything about this drink is poison.
Oh my god, he's alive!
No, Billy!
That's how puppets die. The sound by Kaylee.
Go! Bye, Sam. I'm gonna burp. This vodka drink is so vodka drink.
Twist! Oh no! What? No, we just thought he had neck problems.
You don't know when's what?
If I'm hungry enough, I'd probably lick the peanut butter off.
Off a dead guy?
Yep. You perverted little psychopath.
Yeah, dirty old snake.
Oh no! Damn it, child!
You're bad at shooting. Cutting your foot off's never the right answer.
No! Just when you think it's safe to get back in the water!
Didn't know you hit record.
How can I miss that? And
Legacy.
Fucking beautiful.
Such a good movie still.
Still so good.
It holds up so well.
It's just so good.
It's the timing. It's the twists. It's the turns. It's the pig face. It's the jigsaw. It's the puppet. It's the leg cutting.
The way they lay out the story.
And the way people don't do what you want them to do, but they're people. They're stuck in those situations. Mm. They're freaking out. And so they do what they do.
Ugh. So good.
And it's how you play the game.
It's how you play the game.
But what would you do, though?
I couldn't even imagine just...
I don't know.
To wake up with something like that and...
Well,
to preface it, saying that you've never seen Saw.
So to just wake up and have no idea what's going on.
I don't know what you do. You just...
You fucking see how things
go. Kill people? And make that's really how they go. Roll.
Pretty sure if I were Adam, I would wake up and be like,
holy shit, you're the guy I've been photographing for the past week. And be like, wait, what?
I mean, why would your immediate thought be to lie about something like that when you're both, I guess, supposedly in the same situation?
Because you don't want the guy to start freaking out and not trusting you because you've been stalking him.
It's true. But then he was immediately distressful.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm so sad. So, I did a little reading up
because I haven't actually watched every Saw movie in existence because, I don't know if you know this, there's like 800.
That's the running. There's at least 800.
Yeah, for sure. But apparently, and I'm kind of a little sad, but apparently Dr. Lawrence Gordon, when he gets out of that room, he, like, jabs his stump leg into a burning hot pipe to cauterize it.
Ooh, okay.
And then goes on to become Jigsaw's apprentice at some point or something. And I'm really bothered by the fact that they... Sure. Well, part of the, like, mystery was that you never knew what happened to him.
In the later ones, yes, because it's the old man, the girl, and then him.
Yeah, and I'm a little sad
and
that...
And it keeps splitting between the three, and then you find out it's one, and you're like, oh, my fuck, and then it's, you find out the other guy, and you're like, holy shit!
Yeah, I haven't seen them. I don't think I've seen past four.
I think...
Three
is
only five, or three?
Five.
I don't know.
Six?
I don't actually know.
Six.
We could do like we could do them all since there's some I haven't seen. That'd be
could
fun.
Could Google it.
Oh yeah, we do have the power to Google.
We have the information. Google spawns Google. It's in your phone.
Yeah,
it is in your phone.
Wink, wink.
No. So I'm a little sad to learn that that's what happens to him. Oh, spoiler alert! If you haven't seen the movie. How it ends, but he hacks off his own foot.
Ooh, there's 6, 7, 8.
That's basically what I said.
Saw 6, 3D, and Legacy.
That's so many.
I'm pretty sure I've seen up to 3D.
I've seen 4. I'm pretty sure. There's twice as many movies as I've seen.
Yeah.
Christ. And nothing... Like, I'm sorry, but nothing is going to top this.
Oh, no. The new one's coming out October this
what?
Year. October 27th, so after you're married. Saw Legacy, that's what's coming out.
So,
want to see that?
Yeah. So, yeah. There's up to Saw 3D, so I am caught up.
Whether or not the memory holds,
I am caught up.
We can do them.
I'm into it.
You know? At some point, we'll have to do the next Human Centipede, though, first, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
We'll do some alternating.
Pretty sure that's gonna cost me the fucking barf.
Oh yeah, Saw 3D was supposed to be the finale, but then it was reported in February 2016 that an 8th film titled Saw Legacy was being developed.
Alright,
and it would
wow.
be written by Josh Stolberg and Pete Goldfinger.
What the hell? What more can
like,
they do?
Four of them. It's described as a reinvention of the franchise that will establish a new storyline and new characters.
Hmm.
So they're done with the original Jigsaw.
I'll watch it.
Just original Jigsaw.
I feel like I need to watch all the other ones, though. So we could do, this is like, I don't know, a series. We'll just keep watching the Saw movies as we go. I have 1, 2, and 3... on DVD and the uncut edition. I would totally be into just like...
Yeah, I feel like I've kept up with them.
Yeah. I'd totally be into doing like a Saw with commentary.
Because it's so funny.
Mm.
It's funnier than we are on that.
This drink just tastes like pure vodka.
It's just I think vodka. The good part. I put a fuck ton of candy in mine. So now
candy and booze just turns into like a weird sludge.
But it creates a simple syrup that no one can hate.
Yeah. Yeah, I ate lasagna instead of eating candy.
You made the proper decision.
That is the choice that I made.
I ate one quarter of the lasagna top.
I'd still eat all of the lasagna and stuff. I'm not going to.
Options.
Okay, so let's, we never did do the thing where we were going to read, like,
about what
the internet says the movie's about.
Synopsis.
Thank you.
Yes, we never did read the synopsis.
So let's, why don't we sum up what it's about.
I have a Wikipedia right here. I could tell you.
Go for it. What does Wikipedia say?
It's a psychological horror film.
That's it.
In the film, Eloise and Winnell portray two men who awake, I'm not sure that's correct, to find themselves chained
in a large,
dilapidated bathroom.
Chained.
I got there eventually. With one being ordered to kill the other, or his family will die. The end.
There you go. And that's it. That's pretty much what it's about. It's got these two guys, they're locked in a fucking dirty-ass bathroom together, and while you're watching them, like, just
play the game.
Play the game. Like, try to figure out how to get out of there, and who's lying to whom. You see, all the while, there's this guy, Jigsaw, who's been setting up other people in similar traps to, like, make them worthy of the life they've been given as, like, his goal, right?
Solid backstory, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, it's because it sort of came about, I think, because of his terminal cancer, you learn later, right? Like, and so he's like, this cancer gave me a new reason to live. It's to, like, make other people be worthy to live.
Talk about a lot of detective work.
A lot of,
to get the, like, ins and outs of these people.
Yeah. Creepy, though. But that's why he keeps trying to make apprentices, because he needs fucking somebody to...
Unwilling apprentices, FYI.
Yeah, that's like when Shawnee's like, what's her name in the movie, Amanda?
Yeah.
The chick in the bear trap, she's like, he saved me? Chick in the bear trap, she lives because she killed that guy and took the key out of his pig guts. Is what it was actually made of, and they included the actual gut. And
I still can't get over the fact that, like, cut the key out of a dead body, but then it turns out to be alive. I feel like that's not playing the game fair.
I don't think much of it is fair, though.
But if you're gonna play the game, you play by the rules. If you say it's a dead body, it better fucking be a dead body.
The whole time you think there's a dead body in the room, and it's not.
Does he specifically say it's a dead body in the room?
That's the only thing he lies about is dead bodies. Sure, dead. Toad's dead.
Oh, yeah, super dead. Wink, wink.
I do know that Adam dies in that room.
Yes, because they close the door and leave him there, right?
Well, and there's like a scene later where they find just like this sort of rotted body in the bathroom, and it's him. Mm. And that makes me really sad, because, like, I don't know what he didn't do.
But the other guy gets out.
Yeah. Carrie Elwood.
Yeah. So why does he leave the other guy?
I don't know. Like, what was his... I don't know what... I know what Lawrence's game was supposed to be, but I still don't really know what Adam's game was supposed to be and how he fucked up. I should...
There's no way to win, other than if he would have been more conscious when he woke up.
Yeah.
And not let the key go down the drain. But then again, how would you know?
I, like... And what if he done it
so shitty? Like, he just gets paid to take pictures of people. Yeah. Okay.
I would have thought...
It's pretty casual.
Maybe that was it, is that he just wanted him to die because he viewed him as the scum of the earth because he just makes money off of other people's misfortunes. But I would think that because he lived, he should get to live. He played the game. Mm-hmm. He didn't get killed.
Misfortunes are helping people realize the reality of their lives.
Yeah. Is it a misfortune, or is it, like, letting the jaded wife know, yeah, you have every right to be pissed off because your husband is cheating on you. You're not crazy. Here's proof.
Yeah.
actual awakening.
A little skeezy, maybe.
Unless, does it ever state that he, like, takes pictures and then, say, blackmails the people?
He doesn't blackmail them. He gets paid to take pictures of rich doctors and shit.
I was going to say, it'd be different if he was, like, taking pictures of people and then, like, blackmailing them into,
yeah,
like, I'll show these photos if you don't, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, no, he's like, he's paid to take the pictures ahead of time. So, I don't know. This drink is rough, though. Oh, fuck, you're done. That means I have to, oh, I have so much.
Me too. That's not good.
Didn't you just finish it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Ready?
But I'm eating the candy part now, which is the best part.
I'm going to eat the grapes. So when we make our drinks, sometimes we just put things in them. Today, mine has grapes. Yours has a variety of candy.
Grapes, sour jujubes, which are, I think, by far the best candy ever. And tropical sour patch kids. Still not sure.
Ugh, I like them.
The jury's out. The jury's out.
I like them. Sorry, the bullet was to the vodka.
I like the cherries out. They're interesting. There's like pineapple, passion fruit, tropical twist, and something else.
I liked the pineapple one. I definitely got because it tasted like
really pineapple.
It's like pineapple, yeah.
But it's just not my usual crew. It's not my like orange lemon.
See, I don't eat a lot. I don't eat a lot of candy, so it's like, oh, that tastes like candy. You know, like it was. I thought it was okay.
I don't know what that means to not eat a lot of candy. P.S. Everyone in my family is diabetic. What am I doing with my life?
I eat carbs and cheese. You eat sugar.
Carbs are sugar, so
technically. Well, carbs are like almost sugar.
But
they're broken down real fast.
As diabetic, you count them as sugar.
Well, yeah. They do the same thing as a sugar. They convert to sugar real fast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was not good.
No, I saw you drink the sludge out of your glass. Mm-hmm. Candy, when you put it into
any drink,
just a drink, especially I feel like when there's alcohol, it turns into a sludge.
Yeah, the outer coating melts off.
Nope, it's not good. It's not good. I don't know why you drink it all the time.
I kind of love the pain.
Oh, what does that say about me?
It's 50 Shades of Grey, 50 Shades Darker,
# Spawns, # This Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day 2017.
Ooh, what are we gonna do for Valentine's Day? We should do something special for Valentine's Day.
Ooh, what's a good Valentine's horror movie?
Valentine's Day? Maybe.
That's a movie?
Yeah. What's the one with Jensen Ackles?
Let's do some research.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, like, I'm pretty sure there's a movie called Valentine's Day, but it's like a romantic comedy that's very much the like New Year's Eve theme where it like follows several different stories that all interconnect.
Wait, hold on. Let me see.
Movie?
Valentine's Day movie. Let's just look up Jensen. Jensen. Put it in me.
He's going to be on our podcast later this month.
Sorry, so My Bloody Valentine. My Bloody Valentine?
Okay.
For Valentine's Day? That's a good one. 2009.
It's a solo movie.
It's just Jensen.
What's
it
about?
Let me see. Ooh, what is it? Ooh, it's a remake of a 1981 movie, apparently. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
Oh my god, can we watch the original Halloween?
Yeah, we have to.
Okay, where's the fucking cast list on this?
IMDb.
Oh, off here. Never mind, sorry. Whoops, clicked the wrong thing.
Oy vey.
I'm really bad at this. These are the people that are in this. So, literally, Jensen Ackles and nobody.
Oh, yeah, Jamie King. She's popular. That guy's in Seth Kersman. He's in X-Men.
Oh,
the new ones. That's about it. Okay.
Yeah.
Two or three people.
Yeah, I would totally watch My Bloody Valentine for Valentine's Day.
Sounds good.
I'm into it.
Sounds right.
I don't know when. Maybe like the
probably January 14th.
I bet that would be February 14th. Like, that's past. That's actually a Tuesday. We could.
Valentine's Day. We'll spend it together.
Well, let's see if you're working or not.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I would do this on Valentine's Day with you. Or, alternatively, we could do it and then put it up on Valentine's Day.
We could do
the podcast.
That's better.
and we could release it on Valentine's Day.
Keep us a mistake that we've
filmed it and edited it and then posted it on Valentine's Day.
We're obviously not going to do it all in one day. That'd be a lot.
Well, we could.
We rolling, a drinking.
We rolling.
We rolling.
This is the best thing to come out of this.
What the fuck is this thing?
Oh, see me
catch me outside. How about that?
Did you see that?
Bailey sent me this fucking like teenage girl on
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil's such a piece of
shit. He's not actually a doctor.
He's such a piece of shit.
He's terrible.
He's like, oh, here are these people with severe mental problems. Let's
fucking exploit them.
Let's fucking exploit the shit out of them. No big deal.
Offer them help, but
not without exploiting the shit out of them first. Mm. Fuck you, Dr. Phil.
He's not even a real doctor.
Yeah, this is exactly what it looks like. Bailey sent me this.
And I was like, what the
fuck are you talking about?
What? I don't understand.
It's so fucked.
It's a bitch emoji. Bitchmoji?
A bitchmoji.
Bitmoji has
no, it's this poor fucking, like, 14-year-old girl who's like, she's white as fuck, first of all. And she's like, and she talks like, I can't even do it, like, catch me outside, how about that? And she's just like, she's so gangster.
Oh.
But gangster in the way that only rich white kids could be.
You know what I mean?
Not even rich, but just like fucking
people.
Like, in only the way that a piece of shit 14-year-old white girl could be. You know what I mean?
Me trying to be a rapper.
Yeah, it would actually be like if you legitimately thought you were fucking like from the hood. Like,
I mean, I'm from West Side. I'm from West Side. So.
Yeah, West Side of a fucking small ass town.
I'm from the wrong side of the tracks.
The tracks, your town is like 4 kilometers
in total.
Like I said. I'm from the wrong side of the track.
Oh, your dad's calling
you.
You're from the wrong side of the track. Yeah, me too.
The other side's the rich side.
The wrong side of the track. I'm from the wrong side of the track, which is the tracks ran just outside of town, and I'm from in town.
So that was Saw.
That was Saw.
Yay.
We totally haven't taken a giant break in there and had like a ridiculous heart-to-heart or anything. No big deal.
No one cried.
Nobody cried. We don't cry. We're not criers. We wear too much makeup to cry.
Or if you do cry, make sure it's waterproof.
Yeah, get that waterproof mascara. You can cry all you want. No big deal.
And it's not that hard to take off. You just need the proper facial cleanser.
It's like an oil on your face, whatever you got. I use coconut oil.
Mm. I like Bioderma.
Makes my eyelids itch.
H2O sponsors.
Makes my eyelids itch, so it's cool if you don't want to sponsor me.
Sponsor me. I need
sponsor
it.
Sponsor Kaylee, but not me.
Sam gave me her bottle. I love it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I just use oil and then I cry about it after.
Oh, Haley really face. Cry.
You just sadness. It helps to get the oil off.
It's true.
So. Saw, the very first Saw movie, the very first movie that really, like, brought me to life in horror.
Ooh, brought you to life.
In horror.
In horrors.
Horror.
I would say arguably Saw was the first, like, real horror movie that made me, like, love the genre. Like, I'd watched horror movies before and enjoyed it, and, like, Nightmare Before Christmas. Like, because I grew up on that, sort of gave me that, but it was Saw that really brought me into, like, the genre, like, to look at other horror movies and learn about
them. Even for myself, Saw, it wasn't until, I think, university, where I learned how to acquire movies, legal or not legal, and I developed a taste for the macabre, anything I could get my hands on that was horrific, I needed it.
Yeah. And now all I listen to are podcasts about death.
And Shutterbugs.
And Shutterbugs, which are also having podcasts about, like, horror.
Horror.
Lots of death in our podcast.
Horror, vanity, hair. Landscaping.
Yeah. That bathroom, horror. Though. That bathroom was L-shaped, even though you don't know it's L-shaped. That's the exciting part.
Which is interesting. The only time you would think that it is L-shaped is in the footage that Zep looks at through the screen.
Zep's looking at it through. There's,
through the TV monitor mirror. Mm-hmm. And it only looks slightly off L-shaped, but you could almost think of it like panoramic camera sometimes creates an angle like that, but since you said it's L-shaped, it's very evidently L-shaped.
So a lot of the, like, throwing shit was, like, two shots of, like, throwing something and then the shot of it being thrown at the other person. Then,
which explains a lot, the throw versus the catch.
Yeah, really all of them.
Because a lot of the throws were not great, but the catches were also, like, easily.
Ooh, perfectly caught.
Oh, or missed. Like, perfectly missed, just like,
I feel like the things caught versus the things missed made sense.
Yeah.
You're throwing a hacksaw across the room, you're probably not going to aim directly at the person.
That's true.
Way. You're not going to try and catch it.
Yeah, that's true. Hacksaw, you're not going to just, like, hand out and try and grab it.
Yeah, exactly. You're going to, like, dodge a little bit.
You're going to dip, duck, dive, dodge, dodgeball. Hashtag spawns.
We asking the movie Dodgeball to sponsor us?
Yes. Ben Stiller, send us your wrenches.
I don't think they're making a lot of money still. I have to guess.
What is it? What's the network? It's like TBS that used to do all the, like, movies constantly.
I have no idea. I haven't had cable TV
back in the thousands, I think. In, like, TBS 8 years. Movies all the time.
I haven't had TV in a long time. I have a television. I have a TV that plays stuff. I haven't had cable or anything like that in a very long time.
Is it, apparently the new thing is a Kodi box.
Well,
it's
that?
A lot like an Apple TV, but you get, like, movies straight out of the theater, cable, HBO.
How much does it cost,
though? It costs $90 to buy, and then I'll say this. My cousin knows how to tweak them,
but
Kodi Box, maybe check it out.
Maybe don't. Yeah. Here we are.
Hashtag spawns.
Here we are to say goodbye. From the Shutterbug. It's been a long night. We meant to do two movies.
Did we?
We did one.
We had intentions.
We always have intentions.
Holy shit. 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it's about bedtime. I gotta go home still.
Me too. I got 5 hours of sleep last night. If this podcast reflects that.
Sorry.
My bad.
We bought almost 2 liters of vodka today, so if this podcast reflects that.
But send your praises our way, because we only drank
a
third? Quarter to one third of it.
Plus a little bit of whiskey.
One whiskey drink for this gal.
One whiskey. It wasn't even a full whiskey drink. Whatever, look, we did not drink that much vodka. We drank like a decent
Human amount. We did normal today. We drank
we
a good amount.
We did normal today.
Last
podcast we did, that was...
Sorry about a Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah, sorry about that. We were really drunk, and I'm sorry. I didn't love that movie. I thought I was going to enjoy it. I didn't love it.
It was good, but I think we wanted to be a good level of drunk, because that's when we think we're really funny, but we went too hard too fast.
We went too hard too fast, and also the movie was not as good as I wanted it to be. We did get sleepy.
We got sleepy. We tried to go to sleep.
Nightmare
on Elm Street. We were like, our dreams take us away.
Is there just an empty space of us snoring in the podcast last week? Sorry.
Yeah, I'll edit something in. There'll be a snore somewhere.
Perfect. It should be good. What is the sound that I'm hearing?
My refrigerator and person in a hallway.
Ugh, creepy. Creepiness.
Both running.
Fine.
But
I get it.
Old man jokes.
Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Shutterbugs. You can find us on Facebook at Shutterbugs. You can find our website at
shutterbugs.com.
And that's it, because neither of us has our own things like that we will make available.
That we want you to know about.
So
if you find us, though.
If you know us personally, you have that information already.
But if you find us, like, if you do some sleuthing.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll follow you back.
Well, probably not.
We'll see.
But, like, maybe.
It's a lot of the same things that we post.
But, yeah, no, there's a lot of, if you want to see some funny pictures on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, it all goes to the same place. Mostly Instagram.
I thought you were going to say follow someone else. Just if you want to see something funny.
Don't follow
us personally. It's not,
great. I think we're pretty funny. We're put up average a lot of pictures. Humans
who post barely for my hashtag 9 of 2016 on Instagram. I had 3 photos.
Perfect.
I'm going to do better this year.
We pretty much always just post pictures of what we're drinking each week.
Yeah.
And it's usually pretty cute looking, I think. Mm-hmm. And pretty gross. So we are the
Shutterbugs. I'm Kaylee.
I'm Sam.
My voice cracked really hard. I swear I'm not going through puberty.
I am sick, so I have a
touch of the cold.
Who doesn't, though? Aren't we always sick? Didn't we start this podcast on the cold?
Yeah. It's winter here. All we know is winter and cold.
All we know is winter and the flu.
And we're generally sick people. Take from that what you will.
Yeah, we are generally
sick.
Just obviously. Have you seen this podcast?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Oh, we have to do it at the same time.
Okay, hold on a second.
Bye.